This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
I'm not looking forward to this. Callum says he has something, and it makes me think it's news or something.
I do have news. Oh. I have the Fully Charged Recharged Spotify Wrapped statistics.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
Because obviously Spotify Wrapped is out. It was out last night. We're going to talk about it on the show in about 5 minutes. But I have the stats from the podcast creator's end.
Okay.
That might be nice to share.
Cool. Let's do
it. So let's press see it now. And let's see what happens. It's just loading. Talk amongst yourselves.
I really should have had this ready now.
Well, yeah. I didn't know that it was going to take this while to compile. But here we go.
We don't have anything ready to talk about while you say talk
let's go.
You said you had something.
2025 was quite the year for you.
Mm-hmm.
A little proof that hard work pays off.
Okay.
39,000 total plays. I don't know what that means. Total new audience. Oh, there's 384% increase in audience from last year.
Y'all welcome. Y'all welcome.
We've had a 15% increase in followers from the last year.
Nice.
And then there's a lot of scrolling there.
How many countries? I want
to. Yeah, get me to the countries. Oh, the most popular episode was episode 581, Friday the 14th of February.
Oh, I wasn't here yet.
The one where Aisling breaks up with us.
Well, that's pretty juicy, to be fair.
That's a big juicy day.
You'd have to go on. Even if you don't listen to the show, you'd be like, they were crying, were they? Put that on. Yeah.
That's when I
was that her last show.
Yeah,
oh
it was because remember it was Valentine's Day and we were making it all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's breaking
that
up
was horrible.
Oh, we're on the good stuff. 31 countries reached overall.
No way.
We are global. Your top countries. Here we go. Oh, it does it in 5-1. In number 5 is Canada.
Slay.
Number
Expats.
4,
Australia.
India.
Wow.
All right.
Bots. Well
good
done,
morning.
Buying them.
Number 3, the UK.
Yeah.
Number 2,
Australia.
New Zealand.
Okay.
Okay.
And then number 1, Ireland.
That's
very
mental.
Good. Okay.
Hello. Where's Australia?
G'day.
Well,
New Zealand, did they say it's probably offensive?
And if you're listening in India, please reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We are a top 10 show in people's podcasts. You know where it goes like you've got this and we're a top 10 show for 462 people.
Nice.
That's nice to know.
Yep.
That's
we're
decent.
A top 5 show. For 358 people.
Thank you.
So one of them was me.
If we're in your top 5, send us a message on WhatsApp.
Oh, I know one person who messaged me. We were in their top 1, and that was Harry.
Ah, go on.
So shout out to Harry.
Harry and Carlo.
And we are the number 1 show for 161 people.
Well, that's cool.
That's actually that.
161 people.
Yeah.
We're number 1.
Yeah.
That's
oh my God,
cool.
I thought it was just Harry. Yeah. Why aren't the rest of them reaching out to me?
We're number 1 for Dwayne.
Really?
Yeah.
I was number 3 on Pippa. We were number 3 on Pippa's.
No way, that's so cool. And Lucy from marketing, I think
we were number 1 for her.
I mean,
were we number 1 on Lucy's?
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the live show much, so she would always catch up on the podcast.
Fair play, Lucy.
That's cool. Thank you so much.
35% of audience listen to at least 2 episodes a day.
Wow.
That's nuts.
I know, it's crazy, isn't
it? You see, unlike other podcasts that are there, they have like 2 episodes a week. We're banging out 5 a week.
Yeah, and it's just the bits from the show,
and
really.
Quick, like, if you have it on in the background while you're doing bits in the house,
it's like an hour.
It's
an hour and 10.
Yeah.
And then here's music that our fans like. So it's like, this is music that other people who are listening to our podcast are listening to.
Okay, this is interesting.
Number 1 is Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is the country singer Zach Bryan.
We need to get on that.
Yeah,
number
3
is Sabrina. Number 4 is Kneecap. And number 5 is Kingfisher.
Class.
Okay, well, we need to play a bit of Kneecap. And
a bit more Kingfisher.
A bit of country.
Yeah. Top show. Oh, this is interesting. So this is now statistics of people who listen to our podcast. Other podcasts that they like listening to.
Right, my therapist goes to me and says,
Is it number 3?
Young Hawkeyes.
There's 5 in here.
No, I don't think Young Hawkeyes is in there.
Would you not think?
I'd say it's like...
Graham and Nathan?
Graham and Nathan is number 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well done.
But no, this is just... like the popularity in conjunction with people who like our podcast and their podcast.
Yeah.
Two Johnnies?
Two Johnnies is number 1.
Oh, yeah.
Two more.
Very good.
Two more.
One, like, kind
Talk
of...
Talk bollocks.
No. Blind Boy is number 5.
Oh, yeah.
And number 4, Adrian and Jeremy.
No way. What was it? Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
Would have never gotten that.
We should get Blind Boy on sometime. Fascinating guy.
Yeah.
And obviously our audience like
he's right here. How are you, you gal?
Wait, make the plastic bag sound.
Russell.
I don't know. I don't have it.
I'm just having a puff on my vape here.
That's Limerick City.
There you go.
You're like kids. That's more nasal and sharper.
I can't drive.
That's the statistics for you. Guys, that was good fun.
Hey, thank you very much for listening to us.
If you're in the top one, give yourself a... Oh, we never started the sticker.
Buy yourself something nice.
When are we going to do that?
We'll do that in the new year.
What are we doing?
No incentive.
The sticker chart.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Gold star for something good.
No, Callum already likes to make us feel like we're his like kids in a classroom. Students. No stickers.
We'll give
that's actually
you a
good
sticker.
Point.
How about that?
Actually, we should do a Callum star chart.
You can put me on there as well.
No, just
only
you.
No,
and
just
we
you.
All
yes,
decide.
That's just
better.
No.
It's better.
When it's 3-on-1, that's bullying.
And then,
when it's
Callum,
one
do you
on
know
three.
What else you can do then as well? You can bring in your own nature table.
What's a nature table?
Story for
bring
another
day. Bring in leaves and stuff.
Let's go! Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Hello, it is Emma, Dave, and an officially married woman.
Yeah, it's Emma, Dave, and Mrs. Dugan.
I know, it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
You're keeping Frawley, right?
Yeah. Ah, yeah, keeping the double Fs.
We'll talk about it later, but Fiona got officially married yesterday.
It's all above board now, it's all very much legal. So, yeah.
Did any part of you go, imagine if he says no now?
No, I didn't think about that.
But good.
I'd be so anxious that I would.
Yeah, no, they're in a loving relationship.
I mean, I'll tell you, I was bawling crying throughout, which I'll fill you in about later.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
But I didn't even worry about that. I just trust the guy. Hey, I love the guy.
Okay.
But afterwards, I went to get a Christmas tree for myself. And I feel like I'm
Christmas
like,
tree or Christmas treat?
Christmas tree. I feel like I'm the last person in Dublin to put one up.
A bit
like,
late to the party,
even
yeah.
You've got
no, I went on a walk the day before yesterday looking for our Christmas decorations and hardly anyone had them up. Hey, Dublin
really?
6, get your finger out.
For God's sake, what are
I'm
you doing
sick
the toy
looking
shows
at mine
on
now.
Friday? I know, that's why you don't want to get it up too early. Do you know what I mean? But so, I thought I was great, like buying it and everything, bringing it home. Then I was like, I don't have the energy to do this. I just sat and stared at it for about 5 hours. And then I was like, right, get it together. I only get a really small tree because that's what fits in my house. And then...
No, this was... I saw it on your story. It's like a toddler.
It's really cute. It's like a little short king. And then I decorated the whole thing. Like, it was literally like something out of like a TV show. Like, I sat down and I was like, ah. And then the tree just fell on its side. Like the most dramatic fall and just collapsed and like a load of stuff smashed.
No!
And I just sat there looking at that for another half an hour.
I was wondering
like,
how this,
I
was looking at your story and seeing all the stuff smashed. I thought it was the dog.
No, she was nowhere to be seen. It just smashed of its own accord.
That's kind of scary that it just fell out.
It's a bit weird. I think the stand wasn't great. Like, do you know you're meant to use your own stand that has the water in it so the tree stays alive? And I didn't have that. And the woman who sold me the tree was like, no, this will last till February. Don't worry, these stands are very good. Well, they're not very good. The tree fell over as soon as I brought it home.
Great.
So we'll see if it's still standing when I...
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
That's such a tune. Tate McRae and Tit for Tat on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And you know what? That's actually perfect because we're just about to talk about Spotify Wrapped. And she had...
Just about to talk about tits.
We're going to talk about some tatties. No, Tate McRae had such an incredible Spotify Wrapped. I don't think there was a single girl or friend of mine who didn't have Tate McRae featured in her Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, really?
So well this year.
Deserved.
One of the girls we work with, Lucy, like just became obsessed with Tate McRae somewhere middle of this year.
Yeah.
And was due to go on holidays for 2 weeks or something like this. Went on holidays and after like 8 days was like, no, we must fly home. I have to go and see Tate McRae at Three Arena.
Oh my God, I remember that.
That's funny.
Anyway, Spotify Wrapped was yesterday. I got all sorts of excited. The first person I saw share their Wrapped was our Dave here. And I was like, it's out! Went like looking it up straight
away. I was the first person that I know that shared it too.
Oh my God. It's
How
such
did you
a great
get
time
notified about it?
I don't know. My mate texted me. He said it's out. I went straight onto a screenshot, uploaded.
Yeah.
Wow.
You
just
were
like that.
One of the first.
It's just that simple.
I enjoy the journey they bring you on with like the, you know,
yeah,
the
so did
storytelling.
It was a bit much
through.
Though. I kept staring at the screen, being like, okay, next. And then I was like, oh, I
You realise you have to click. See, that's what I'm always like, oh, do I click? Am I going to miss something?
Yeah,
are they telling me something else? So we took different approaches.
They do everything they can to stay relevant. They added a new feature this year, which was your listening age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was kind of early on sharing mine, i.e. follow Dave straight away, and I hadn't seen many other stories so far. I got a bit of a fright when I saw my listening age.
What was your listening?
My listening age was 35.
Okay,
right?
So explain the listening
age. And what's wrong
age,
with
though?
That?
So listening age being 35, it basically is taken up, like, it's taken into account the year that a lot of the songs you're listening to were released, and therefore kind of working out what year you were born type of situation.
A geriatric Spotify Wrapped. Yeah.
And I shared mine being like, ouch. At 35, the amount of people who got onto me being like, are you serious? Mine's 82. You know, people who love music from the 60s and
yeah,
the 70s.
Yeah.
Mine
the
was 47.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. As is your age.
Yes, exactly. So it's perfect. No questions for me.
What mine was 32.
32.
Okay. So 2 years older, so not bad.
Okay. I thought yours would have been younger.
No, honestly, so did I. Mm, I really did.
Interesting.
But no, happy with 32. Okay. I'll take it. But like my housemates
but
had like 19.
Time, it's almost really? Like you'd rather... It's kind of cool that you spend, if someone spends all this time listening to like an album from the 80s. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I get that.
My top five songs.
Please.
Guys, can we just please take a moment?
Of course.
It is the first year in 8 years that my Spotify Wrapped was clean of Dermot Kennedy.
Wow. That
is really big.
I'm not standing.
Bravo.
I'm standing.
Bravo.
Huge day. 8 years.
That's
really, really
incredible.
Big. I was kind of proud of my songs. I was like, I'm cool.
I did not feel like that.
End this now.
No. Fontaines were in there, my top songs with favourites. Khaki Kids, a couple of Kendrick Lamar songs from the
album Squabble Up, released this year. Which came out when?
This year.
Squabble Up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my bad. I was trying to embarrass you and I've embarrassed myself. What song am I thinking of?
I think you must be thinking of Humble.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Luther was also from the album this year. But a song that surprised me being in there, but I'm delighted. I didn't realise I listened to it that many times. Do you ever be like, when did I spot on that song?
Yes.
It's Tyla, Push the Stars. Give me life, I'll take your... Do we know it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
I was
so
just
random.
Surprised.
Huge on TikTok.
Right, okay, but I wouldn't have even been on TikTok that much. I was just like delighted, but yeah. Don't remember the day that it was on like Q 20
Sometimes
times.
Sometimes I think it's they throw in a rogue thing that right. I'm like, that's not true. Because I, yeah.
Was there anything in yours that kind of surprised you, Dave?
I remember the top songs. It was like, do you know which one of your top songs was? It gave me five and I knew straight away it was the song called New York. But then it gave me my top albums and I wasn't really surprised. I was having a look at my top albums and it was like, usual stuff like American Idiot by Green Day. I was looking at Panic at the Disco, Imagine Dragons, which I am kind of embarrassed about, but I'm leaning into. And then at number five was the soundtrack to Victorious.
What?
And I was like, can I post this? And I went back onto the soundtrack of Victorious and I was like, I found this song and I was like, yeah, this is class. I'll give you my song. I think I did songs from Victorious on Dave Ranks and basically listened to the album through the whole way.
So that's it.
And I don't think I ever listened to another album. Like, I've probably listened to five albums in total, so that's why it was number five. But I'm okay with it. Like, yeah. I genuinely am. It's a great album.
It's a cool flex to have a soundtrack as your. As
I'd say that's brought what brought my age down.
Yeah, definitely. Very young and cool.
Anything surprising for you, Fee?
I my top songs didn't surprise me. There was loads of Wicked, loads of Fontaines DC, but then randomly there was this.
Like, that's when you join Spin.
Yeah, you're getting ready for
it's
Spin.
It's like watching Friends on Netflix. Yeah. It's like I can get it on telly all the time. Like, why would I listen to it?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I don't know
where
she got. Like, I like Gracie Abrams, but I just wasn't expecting to see her there.
No, this was
Slay.
April, you started in Spin, was it?
Yeah.
I'd say January, February, March, you were like,
I better get ready for Spin.
Yeah. Better start practicing. I heard Callum loves the rappy bit. So I better learn it. Here's Amble for now. This is Socrates Smiles on Spin.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Calvin Harris, Jesse Ray's and Ocean, this is Spin. And after 8 o'clock each morning at 10 past 8, we play our game, The Tricky 10. It's called The Tricky 10, but to be honest, it's not very tricky.
I know.
It's very straightforward.
But it's a cool prize.
Yes, it
sure
is.
Very cool prize.
You could win yourself a fuzzy charged, like fully charged, but fuzzy. It's a snoozy. It'll keep you lovely and cozy this winter. And you could be winning this tomorrow, okay? Only one game to play today and one game to play tomorrow. You could easily get yourself top of the leaderboard. So just message us right now. The word tricky, 087 711 1038. And hopefully it'll be you taking it on this morning.
Very few people in the world have a fuzzy charged snooty.
True.
Why don't you be one of them?
Yeah. Be added.
I don't even have one.
No, I don't even have one. Tricky in a WhatsApp at 087-711-1038. TV has gone crap.
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever noticed that? TV has just gone a bit crap.
The only thing I watched on live TV recently was the 6-1 News, and it was the first time I watched it in ages, and I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Well, the thing about...
It's a really good show.
It's a really good show.
It's depressing sometimes.
It brought me back to my childhood.
Yeah.
The thing about TV is, like, it kind of like thrives at Christmas, you would have thought. Well, the BBC One schedule for Christmas and New Year and Stephen's Day and all has been released, and same with the ITV one.
But it's normally, isn't it, sorry Dave, that like when you get the RT guide and you're like, oh come on, what are we watching? Like,
exactly.
What are we going to watch from home for
I don't think you'll be watching BBC or ITV.
Really?
I'll tell you that much. We start with Christmas Eve, right, and we'll go to BBC One. You can watch Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Grant.
Okay.
Then you can watch BBC News, and then you can watch Paddington. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine, cool. Then you can watch EastEnders, The Great Celebrity Sewing Bee.
Oh, come on.
Then we go to Gavin and Stacey. Cool.
Of course.
Yeah, but that's last year's Christmas special.
Yeah, and then you've got the news.
Oh.
So that's Christmas Eve on BBC One.
That's
not taking your fancy? Okay, no worries. Let's head over to ITV, Christmas Eve. You've got The Santa Claus, the movie. Good. Pretty good. Yeah. Then you've got the news. Then you've got The Chase Celebrity Special.
Well, to be honest, what's wrong with that?
I've no issue with The Chase all day, every day.
Then you've got Emmerdale.
All day.
Then you've got Royal Carols at Christmas.
No.
Then you've got Corrie. And then to wind up before Christmas, you've got Love Actually. Bit meh so far, in my opinion. But listen, it is what it is.
Isn't Royal Carols every year and where Kate and the kids always go?
Oh, is it?
Oh, is that
so you get to see what they're wearing.
Exactly.
We go to Christmas Day on BBC One.
Okay.
3 o'clock, The King. I'd imagine The King's Speech.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Then you've got...
No, they just have like a live stream of him.
Yeah. His dinner.
The Scarecrow's Wedding. I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Celebrity Gladiators. Shaun the Sheep.
No.
The Weakest Link.
What?
No.
Strictly Come Dancing.
What?
The Wheel. EastEnders. Call the Midwife. Amandaland. EastEnders again.
That's terrible.
And
that's
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Okay, that's the crappiest
BBC
one.
BBC One on Christmas Day is
also
not looking very good.
There's that's no so live Strictly, obviously. So what is it? Like reruns?
A rerun.
Best bits?
Yeah.
Christmas.
It's a celebrity special Christmas edition. So it's just like a couple of years ago, Anne Marie won it, and it was just random celebrities doing a one-off.
But Strictly is always celebrities.
Yeah, but it's just a random one-off. It's just a completely different special.
Stupid.
Nothing to do with it.
Really bizarre.
No.
ITV on Christmas Day. Good Morning Britain.
No.
Lorraine.
No.
Is she going to show up for Christmas Day?
She's like, oh, we're Christmas Day. No other day of the year.
This Morning.
What?
Loose Women.
Are you for real?
Definitely all pre-recorded.
This is such a Tuesday. Like
James Martin's Christmas Day. The King's Speech. Indiana Jones.
Okay, fair. That's fun.
ITV News. It'll Be All Right on the Night. Don't know what that is.
It's like a bloopers show.
Emmerdale, Corrie, Bullseye, The 1% Club, and Parents' Evening Special.
That's really bad.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
There's nothing there that it's like when you're getting to the stage of when you're fighting with your family and you're like, let's just turn something on.
Here,
like, what are you going to turn on?
Has everyone just given up?
It seems so. Like, I'm looking at Stephen's Day on BBC. It's a bit better. Maybe that's why they think, when they think people are going to be watching telly. Starts off with The Minions, Rise of Gru. Then you go to Puss in Boots. You go to the BBC News. Then you're Paddington 2. The Repair Shop, which I don't even know what that is.
Oh, this is so boring.
Call the Midwife, EastEnders, and then Would I Lie to You at Christmas. I will be watching.
And going on an RTE.
I have not got the RTE guide, so I have no idea. I'd imagine no. But I'd imagine maybe at like 12:30 at night, they'll play the countdown towards New Year's Eve.
It just goes to show, is like, aren't they releasing Stranger Things, the next kind of block of episodes on Christmas?
Yeah,
yeah, but who's
like,
even
Christmas
watching
Day.
That?
But I haven't finished it.
But that's big block. That's a big blockbuster. And then these TV channels are just releasing this little...
Yeah.
Do you want to watch Loose Women and Lorraine? No.
No.
That's quite disappointing. That used to be that's the reason why.
Yeah. Emmerdale, Corrie, Masked Singer back to back on Stephen's Day on
Masked
ITV.
Singer, get out.
Isn't that mad, like?
A bit of Titanic.
Pretty grim. Yes.
Come on.
Here's Somber 12 to 12 at Spin. Olivia Dean and Man I Need on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we have something very exclusive for you to win all this week on the show. The exclusive bit of this is it's a meet and greet with Keane De Crow. You could be winning that tomorrow thanks to 3 Plus Rewards. How lovely.
Yeah, very cool. It's 3's rewards program exclusive to customers. You can get tickets to Ireland's best music events, enter incredible competitions and claim amazing discounts and offers.
So what we have for you is a €100 Ticketmaster voucher to give away each day, so you can get yourself to a gig at 3 Arena or 3 Olympia Theatre. And you'll also go into that draw for tomorrow for that exclusive Keane De Crow meet and greet.
How lovely. On to give this a go this morning is Kelsey, who I believe just got really shy in the last couple of seconds. What's going on with you?
Scarlet?
No.
Oh, imagine being on the radio.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I'd die. Oh, do you know what, Kelsey?
Never do that.
It's actually not even worth the €100 Ticketmaster voucher, is it?
No, I'm actually Scarlet.
Why are you Scarlet?
I don't know.
Is it your first time ever on the radio?
I'm Scarlet for you, to be honest, Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey, you should have gave a fake name. Will we start calling you something else?
No.
Okay, Sarah, welcome to the show. You're from Cork.
Yes.
Is this?
Yeah.
And okay. So is Keane De Crow. And that's
perfect.
Why she wants to go and meet him.
And Sarah, you're a fan of Keane De Crow, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm actually my nieces.
Oh, Sarah, right. I'm not really hearing your Cork accent there.
Listen, Sarah, how this is going to work is we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and we're going to give you 3 topics. What you need to do is name the 3 things in each of those topics. And if you do so correctly, you'll win the Ticketmaster voucher and go into the draw tomorrow for the Keane De Crow meet and greet. It's really straightforward, we promise. Let's give this a lash. So Sarah from Cork.
Or Kelsey from Dublin, whatever you have.
Whatever you're having.
No judgment. Rather,
yeah.
Let's go. Name 3 singers.
Justin Bieber.
Kimmy.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
And Rihanna.
Name 3 items of stationery.
A pen, a pencil, and a ruler.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, name 3 parts of the body.
Eyes, mouth, and ears.
Okay, and with 7 seconds left on the clock, we can tell you. You've won the Ticketmaster voucher!
Yeah. It's all worth it in the end.
Oh, Scarlet.
I actually felt bad because my category today is very Scarlet, like 3 body parts.
3 body parts, yeah.
I know.
In there.
Oh my God, I'm going to be telling everyone Kelsey was on the radio.
I know.
I can't wait. Did you hear Kelsey was on the radio? Kelsey from Dublin was on the radio and she won €100 Ticketmaster voucher.
Over Christmas and all the friends get together, like, that's the big topic is that she was on the radio.
I hear Kelsey text Spin and said, keep the tunes going and all.
Yeah. You're the one who always texts in saying, keep the tunes going, aren't you, Kelsey?
That's how we know Kelsey.
You want to hear more pasta.
Congratulations, you've got yourself a €100 Ticketmaster voucher. You're in that draw to meet and greet with Keane De Crow and you're Scarlet.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Girl.
Bye.
She was really happy to be on the radio.
Are we embarrassing?
Oh,
because we're on the radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that really embarrassing?
No, we're not.
So embarrassing.
I thought it was cool. Damn it.
Oh, Scarlet.
Scared of me.
Tomorrow before 9:30, we'll be giving away the Keane De Crow meet and greet and your very last chance to win the voucher and get in the draw as well.
Scared of me now for having me.
Right now, Rossi, Jazzy, and High on Me. This is Spin 103.8. Good morning. Jazzy and High on Me on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
That's Scarlet from we just had Kelsey on there and she was Scarlet as well, but I'm still Scarlet. Got a text from the landlord of the day. Will you give this guy a ring and organise a time to suit you both to come in for him to service the boiler?
Okay.
And I remember this guy because when I lived with the girls and they'd work from home, they'd kind of be the ones to arrange it. They always got on with him fine. He's kind of an older man, meant to be really, really lovely. Met him a couple of times. Anyway, So I tried to ring him yesterday. I rang him on WhatsApp because I had the number through WhatsApp. No answer. But then he started video calling me back.
Oh.
And I was like, hell no. He doesn't know. He doesn't. I don't think he realises.
God bless.
So I didn't
answer. Probably only be talking to his ear.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just his earlobe.
I don't want to be looking at his ear.
No.
So I just sent him a text and that was fine. All arranged. He came back to me then about an hour after we had it arranged, asking to change the day and time. Said that's fine. But as I replied, sent off the message. That's perfect. See you then, Grant. That was fine. Put my phone down, went off doing what I was doing. And when I came back to my phone, something kind of looked, as I was like, I had my chats open on WhatsApp. Something just looked a bit funny. And I realised I'd left him an ex.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Guys, why is that so embarrassing? And it had been blue ticked.
Oh, so you couldn't edit.
And even if I probably would have, but I couldn't. It was too late. You only have a certain amount of time to make your edit on WhatsApp.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I
thought it was just
either.
Until they've seen it.
Maybe that's okay. Maybe that's it then. Yeah, but he'd seen it anyway. Oh, I thought there was a timestamp put on it. Why is that so embarrassing?
It is. But it'd be worse if he was like a young plumber coming in to like service the boiler, and it's like you leave an ex.
I'd say that happens to them way more.
But it's
more
just
often.
The worst because it's like the things that you see on those, you know.
Well, you got to double down now. Every time you text him, you just have to send an ex.
You know those videos that people do be talking, like, you know, that the person comes to service the boiler.
Yeah,
it's just, it doesn't really suit.
Oh, sorry, do you know what I'm saying? I have you now.
But like, to be leaving at Lex is just not ideal.
I just think you double down, do it every time, and as soon as he walks through the door, you go, "Hiya, how are you?" Kissing the cheek.
Yeah, do quick the kiss. Spanish. Leave a triple X.
Let's go. Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? What's the story? I had a horrible realization that it was Thursday and not Friday this morning when I woke up, so that was really, really tough.
I love a Thursday.
Yeah, it's all right, but like it's not
like
a Friday.
It's like the weekend starts now.
Yeah, but it's not a Friday. Like.
Friday Junior.
But I went out for house Christmas last night. So, like, obviously, I live with four other people, big house, and we're all friends. And last night was our house Christmas because the last time we're all together, Fiona's going back to America and Liz's going back to Galway and Ben's going back to wherever the hell he's from.
so yous are all close.
Yeah, it's common. So we went out and we went out for drinks. We were also going out for one of the girls, Fiona's birthday. That was kind of like her birthday was on the 1st. Cute. And so we were all sitting there in dinner and we're having a lovely meal, and then I came.
Kids love going out for a meal. I've never heard a gang of housemates go out for meals so much.
Really?
It's holidays.
And wasn't
it's
your
mad.
House Christmas in the past always like just a big gross Christmas dinner at home?
Yeah, it was like last year was an M&S dinner, and then the year before the year before Ben cooked, and so it's just like it's nice, like house Christmas, do you know what I mean? It's just it's the last time we all get to spend with each other.
Time.
Some quality
groups
time.
Of friends like this make me nervous because that's just not my journey through life.
But anyway, we're sitting at in the restaurant last night and we're eating food and we're like, we should probably pay for Fiona's meal because it was her birthday. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of her birthday and house Christmas. So one of the girls puts into our group chat that we have that Fiona wasn't in, right? And so we were like, will we pay for the meal? And Rosie across the table just goes, what are you typing into the chat?
No.
And Linda's like, I wasn't. And then Fiona's like, oh, they have a chat. And
they thought
we were talking about Fiona.
Oh my god.
So she just kind of stayed silent. And I started like trying to change the topic, being like, have you seen this politics man on TikTok? Let's talk about politics right now across
Christmas dinner. Great time to talk about politics.
I was just trying to like diffuse the situation, trying to get out of there. Do you know what I mean? And then anyway, we paid the bill and we said, we have this fee. And she was like, no. We're like, no, we all decided. We were like, that's what the group message was. She was like, oh, thank God. I thought you were all talking about me. Do you know what I mean?
We'd had
a group for when we were on a night out, by the way, and Fiona wasn't there. So that was the reason she wasn't in the chat.
Group.
It's not an active group. Do you know what I mean? We weren't leaving her out or anything. But she thought we were talking about her for like a whole 5 minutes and we were just sitting there going, just let the bill come.
I would have had to say immediately, okay, so just so you know, this group was created for a night that you weren't involved in. It's not active. You can check yourself. Have a look. It's not active. Nothing going on there. And just for full transparency, we're going to pay for your meal, that's what we were discussing, so please now.
Yeah, but no one said birthday. I went, have you seen Simon Harris lately?
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky.
Welcome on in. Each morning at this time, we challenge you to the Tricky 10.
A game. Get the brain working, ready for the day ahead, you know?
Flowing.
It's actually not that tricky, despite its name. 10 questions. Every number is an answer between 1 and 10. On to play this morning is Aaron, who's on his way to work. What do you do for work, Aaron?
I'm a secondary school teacher.
Oh, very good.
What subject do you teach, Aaron?
So I'm construction and DCG.
Oh my God, that's exactly what my brother-in-law does.
Really?
Yeah. And my cousin's girlfriend, actually. There's loads of that in my family. That's brilliant.
You must be a whippet at building IKEA furniture, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I always get the call.
You always have to help up with everything around the house.
And he goes, well, I'll teach you how to do it. I'm not going to do it for you.
Knowledge
exactly,
is power.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to do
it. Give a man a fish, teach a man to fish, etc. I'd say it's a lovely class to teach as well because, like, you know, it's rather than like lecturing them full time, they're kind of hands on and busy and rocking around
the class.
Yeah,
that's a DOS class, exactly. Isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's the truth. Yeah, big time.
All right.
Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. We want to get you top of the leaderboard. You can do this.
Let's do this, Aaron. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know, don't panic. Just take your time and then give it a guess, all right? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy this winter and be part of a very, very small community of people who have won that. On the top of the leaderboard this week is Alan with a score, massive score, of 9
Come
in 54.09 seconds. But I believe Aaron the teacher can do this.
Yes, he can.
Absolutely.
I do too.
Emma's going to ask.
Obama said, yes, we can. Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she's not wrong.
I saw a clip of him recently.
you're bad on the brain. Current, yeah.
From that 08 campaign. We're always thinking about it.
Those good old days.
Aaron, the best luck. I don't know if that was a clue that there's an Obama question coming up. Or what. But listen, the best luck. Emma's going to ask your question. And do you know what, Aaron? Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Let's do this, Aaron. How many halves make up a whole?
2
Complete the name of the Cartoon Network TV show Ben What?
5
If you earned over 100 grand, you'd be earning a what figure salary?
6
How many rings are there on an Olympic flag?
5
Uno is the Spanish word for what number?
2
How many months is a woman typically pregnant for?
9
The first manned mission to orbit the moon was Apollo what?
What was that question, sorry?
The first manned mission to orbit the moon was Apollo what?
1
The word Q contains how many vowels?
2
Squid Game ran on Netflix for how many seasons?
6
Doyle's Corner and the Back Page are in which Dublin postal district?
D7
Stop the clock right there. Wow.
How do you think you did?
I don't know, to be honest.
It's anyone's game. That's the way it does be with the tricky 10. It's hard to know. Let's have a look, Aaron.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Very good.
Ooh, nice one, Aaron.
Not too bad at all.
5 out of 10 is okay.
That's a pass. 50% is pretty good going.
Yeah, in schools these days, 50% is still a pass, isn't it, Aaron?
What's that in the new grading system? A H?
4
Yeah, it's between H 4 yeah.
Thank you very much.
So, but really, in my lingo, that would be a D, would it?
We'll be rubbing it in.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just want to check.
Anyway, Aaron, very good going altogether. Let's have a look over the ones, the questions that didn't suit you, as some might say. Complete the name of the Cartoon Network TV show. Ben what? You said 5 It's Ben 10 I don't know if you remember that one. Uno is the Spanish word for what number? You said 2 That is 1 Uno dos tres. The first manned mission to orbit the moon was Apollo what? You said 1 That was 8 The word Q contains how many vowels? That's one of those kind of thinker questions because there's loads of U's and E's in there. The answer is 4 You said 2 Squid Game ran on Netflix for how many seasons? You said 6 That would be a lot of Squid Game to watch.
I feel
like it's too traumatic. It ran for 3 and that's the end of it now. But well done. Very, very good.
Cheers, guys.
Lovely to chat to you, Aaron. Have a great day, Aaron.
Mind yourself.
Bye-bye. Lovely.
So Aaron couldn't beat Alan. Can you beat Alan, though?
Yeah, will you swoop in tomorrow and take the crown? That's what Evan did last week. He called up on a Friday and he won the whole week.
Yay.
So if you want to do that, it's tricky in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038. It's depressing news for people all over Dublin. I'm officially off the market.
Oh, no.
Okay? I'm wifed up. It's all legal. For the past month, people have been like, oh, you got married. That's exciting. And my answer was always, well, not legally. It's not officially done.
We just did it for the Greg.
Yeah, we did. It was very much
but
performance art.
You couldn't help yourself. I was like, why don't you just say, yeah, thanks.
I couldn't.
You're like, no, but it's not legal yet.
It's like when you have to say thanks, pennies. It was like, oh, you got married. Not really. So, but basically, you've probably heard this on the show. I didn't know that you had to register your intent to marry like 3 months before your wedding. So we didn't get to do the legal bit in time. So we had to go and do that yesterday. That's why I wasn't here on the show. Sorry for being gone. And it was very... I would call it probably the most like type B wedding that you've ever experienced. It was very unorganized, very hectic, very chaotic.
And like what kind of routine did you have yesterday morning? Was it just very casual or
was it was wedding? Very casual. Like, we got up and I was like, oh, like, let's get up and take the dog for a walk and stuff before we go. Didn't get up in time, so we're just kind of like quickly trying to get up. Dwayne was like, will I iron my shirt? I was like, there's no time. Get in the car,
like all wedding days.
Yeah, get in the car. We were like, oh, maybe we stop in Rialto and get some flowers. Flower shop was closed. Stopped off for a coffee, and then that was like really dumb because we were in such bad traffic, didn't know if we were going to make it. Pulled into the place, there's signs everywhere about you will be clamped if you park here, and I was like, oh.
Romantic.
I was like, how serious are they? It's grand. So we rock into the reception and we were like, hey, we're here to get married, and the guy was like, oh, you're in the wrong place, that's next door. And we were like, alright, crack with the car, like, can I park there? And he was like, well, you will get clamped, but the clampers aren't really around that much. So I was like, I like to take a risk on my wedding day. So I was like, no worries. I was like, we'll be about 20 minutes, it's grand. And he was like, okay. So then we go next door and the security guard's like, are you Dwayne and Fiona? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, hey, get in, like, the registrar is waiting for you, she needs to talk to you. And we were like, okay. And he was like, she wants to talk to you without your two witnesses. And I was like, that's good, because they're not here yet. Ideal.
Sorry, it sounds very specific, very official. You want to talk to you without the witnesses.
I know, I think it's just to be like, oh, here's what we'll do then.
And do you really want this?
Yeah, are you sure? So then we go in and she's like, do you have music? And we're like, no. And she's like, do you have your vows? And we're like, no. And she's like, okay, so I'll provide those for you. And we're like, yeah, perfect, thank you so much. She was like, are the witnesses still the same? We were meant to have my sister, she couldn't get out of work, so we had to have my dad. She was like, what's your dad's date of birth? I was like, oh god, I don't know. And I was like, hectically, like, trying to text everyone being like, what's dad's date of birth? And she was like, don't worry, he can just tell me when he gets here. So then we walked down the aisle together and I was like, okay, what music is she going to have picked? Obviously she picked Ed Sheeran. I put this up on my Instagram story yesterday. Ed Sheeran must have a share in the Dublin Registry office, because so many people text being like, the same thing happened to me. Like, he's probably going to be playing If You Get Divorced
what
in the place.
What was the song?
You look perfect to me. And then, for whatever reason, I bawled crying throughout the entire ceremony. The ceremony's 10 minutes long.
I don't want to
but
marry
like,
him.
Yeah, to the level where I'd say the woman was like, is this consensual? She was like, can you think of any reason why you two shouldn't be wed?
Ended it all. I'll take anything.
I was bawling.
That's the pregnancy,
crying.
Is it?
I think it must just be the hormones.
But she didn't cry once on your wedding day.
And I thought
ago.
I'd cry the whole time. But anyway,
I cried enough for her.
That was perfect. But guys, the moral of the story is, I didn't get clamped.
Really?
Thank you so much. And I'm married as well. So, like, what's more exciting? Second.
And then didn't he go off on a plane somewhere then?
Yeah,
yesterday?
He went to Liverpool, so I went home on my own. I had dinner with my parents who are divorced. Class. Romantic.
And right now it is time for you to get yourself registered if you fancy helping our Dave out in the girly quiz this morning.
Or if you fancy me.
Or if you fancy him.
Does anyone
this
fancy me?
The best
me?
Way to get a hold of him.
Let's just have a check. Does anyone fancy Dave?
Does anyone fancy me there?
Please text in now.
Nothing happening there now, I must say.
Well, in fairness, we didn't give them long.
The girly
they might
quiz
be shy.
Is something we play every week on the show with our Dave. And sadly, we're coming up to the end of the year and he still is ahead, okay, in terms of how many wins and losses he's had across the year. 21 wins, 20 losses. We need to level this out today. He has to go out in a losing streak. Has to.
Hold on, we got a text. What does the text say?
No, she's just registering to be your phone a female.
Oh, for God's sake. She got another text. Anyone
just,
fancy
just,
me?
Just girly quizzes. Yeah, just people.
Casey said you are horrible.
If you want to be Dave's phone a female this morning, win yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher. Give him a handout. Girly in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. One text says I fancy him, and that's
woo!
Matthew. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. Once a week for 3 years, we've been quizzing our Dave on lots of girly and womanly things, and it's great crack. We enjoy it. We have a bit of fun with it. Now, a lot of people have been getting in touch this morning, obviously to be your phone a female.
Yeah, but instead of girly quiz, what we're going to do instead is we're just going to play a game called Do You Fancy Dave? And you can text in on 087 711 1038. I'm pretty much married up, you know, with my girlfriend or whatever, but just want to know.
It's just nice to be wanted.
Good for the ego. Yeah.
Well, I bet she's coming in here, Frances, saying that the men of Dublin tend to fancy you more in a bro bro-sexual way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so the boys seem to love you.
Okay. Listen, I'm down for it. Not that I'm down for anything, but I mean, like, I'll take anything.
Yeah, that's...
Not that I'll take anything, but I'll just, like, I'll accept
the terminology
that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, none of it.
Standing by there is Jesse this morning, who is your phone a female, and I don't believe fancies you at all.
No, Jesse, you fancy me, right?
Oh, absolutely, Dave, 100%.
And you know what I look like, right?
Oh, yeah, I do. Perfect. And I think, you know, we knew we'd be very good together.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Listen, I'll have to talk to Pippa, but listen, I'll let you know anyway. Jesse, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Jesse is on as Dave's phone a female this morning. He doesn't have another lifeline called Simplify to help him buy. And bear in mind, there's still our kids in school too.
Exactly. So if there's any conversation you're not ready to have with maybe small people that are in the car, just have your finger gently hovering over that dial. But I think we should be okay.
It's absolutely grand today.
Jesse, before we start, I need to know, what are you good at in terms of girly stuff? Are you good with beauty? Are you good with hair? Are you good with body parts? Are you good at other womanly things? What are you excelling?
Jesse did fancy you until you said body parts.
Yeah. That was a bit of a turn off now, but no, I'd like to think I'd have a bit of a knowledge in a few different areas.
Amazing.
So
a Jackie of all trades. Sounds good, Jesse. I will be over to you at some point, I'm sure.
Here we go. Let's kick this thing off. Dave currently, by the way, is ahead in terms of the leaderboard for the year. 21 wins, 20 losses. See how it goes today.
Can't be dealing with that.
I'm going to do a Troy Parrott on.
Let's see. Okay, Dave, question one on this week's girly quiz. List three causes of split ends.
Oh, no. Three causes of split ends. Like, that's when your hair kind of goes into two, like down to the very, very end of it, and it goes into two.
Or multiple. I've discovered one with like 10 before. It's like,
that's kind of cool.
It kind of splits a little bit, which is
sick.
It looks kind of cool. I think you should keep them. Three causes of them.
Yeah.
I would imagine are like not taking care of it, maybe not brushing. Maybe, can I give you a couple? And if I get three of them, you can just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
right, just start listing.
So
not taking care of it, not brushing it,
maybe bad shampoo, maybe not conditioning it, the heat of the hairdryer being on too high, maybe washing it too often, and damaging it by, you know, like wearing hats and stuff. That's loads, isn't it?
You've got one.
Yeah.
I won't tell you which one.
It must be the heat. I know the heat damage is a huge thing. And not the detangle thing. Bad quality products. That another one? Do you know what? I'm going to have to call in Jesse, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Jesse. How are you? Right. I already need your help. 30 seconds on the clock. Can you tell me what are three causes of split ends?
Right, so you said heat, so definitely heat is one. Yeah. Colouring, so like bleaching your hair, that would cause a lot of damage. Okay. And maybe like tight hairstyles, so always having it up really tight. Stuff like that can cause split ends and damage on the end of your hair as well.
Okay, right, so heat, colouring and tight hairstyles.
Is that your final answer?
Or brushing what?
Like rough brushing your hair or putting it up to way too tight can damage the end of your hair.
Very good. Heat, colouring and if it's up too tight.
Are you confident with Jessie's answers?
I am confident with Jessie.
Think she's trying to sabotage you?
No, I think she's a good one.
You're absolutely right.
Yes, come
well
on.
Done. Well done.
Jessie, thank you so much.
Obviously,
damage from heat styling. One that I thought was quite hard and I didn't realise was such a problem. Tight hairstyles as right. Chemical
didn't know
treatments.
That either.
Others, environmental factors like the sun, chlorine in the pool is really bad for it as
really?
Well.
Really?
Mechanical stress from brushing. So you're onto something.
So I was right with brushing.
But you were saying stress. Not brushing enough. Yeah. Whereas I think this is maybe like, say if you brush it too hardly after you're out of the shower.
Callum. Anyway,
I did just do a Google whilst Dave did give that answer.
Do you not trust us?
But yes, but now this is Google AI coming up, so we don't know how legit this is, but not brushing can contribute to split ends by allowing hair to become dry, brittled and tangled. So I would have
overruled. Wasn't the official answer.
But I would have overruled it. I'm on your side, Dave.
Well, you're not a woman, so you're not part of this.
Jesse, thank you so much for your time. A 50-year voucher on the way to you.
Well,
cheers,
Jesse. Thank you. Bye.
All right, here we go. Question number two. David Hammond.
Come on, you're doing great.
I know, but 21 wins, 20 losses. Like, it's just, I don't want to tie it. I just want to win the bloody thing.
The stakes are high, I know.
Tell us, what are flow, cycles and clue?
Flow?
Cycles and clue.
I have no idea what clue is. No clue. Flow is how heavy a period would be.
Okay.
Cycles is... Oh, like it's the thing. Like it's like, you know what I mean? You go through cycles and you go on your period and like, then you're not on your period and the cycle continues. So then you go into your, you know, your luteal phase and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, he's been reading.
And then you know, when you're ready.
When you're ready,
ready
when you're
to have
ovulating.
A baby. Ovulating, thank you. That's what a cycle is.
Do you
want a definition of everything or are they all the same thing?
They're all the same thing.
Flow, cycles and clue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flow, cycles and clue. Oh, no. Oh my God, I just had a brainwave. I'm not even going to do the 50-50.
I'm not even going to look at him. Don't look at him, Fiona.
No, I'm hiding.
I'm going to hide as well.
Okay, I'm just going to shot in the dark. Is it an app on your phone where you can track the cycle?
I need a final answer if that's what you're saying.
It's an app on your phone, final answer.
Well done.
Unbelievable. That was brilliant.
That
if I do
really,
say so myself.
I liked how you did that.
Oh,
I was only talking about the Flow app the other day, so maybe it's
I knew that
sometime.
He might have known, because I think years ago on the Girly Quiz we did talk about the Flow app.
Yeah.
But I thought when all three were together it would have been like, what the hell are you talking about?
Because I've never heard of Clue. Clue's a bit of a random one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so you have no idea how buzzing I am with that, lads.
Well done. Okay.
Sugar.
Can you do it? You still have your Simplify remaining for
did
the
you think
final
I was going to get that one?
I didn't know when
I
you
didn't
started
know.
Talking about cycles.
Yeah, when you started talking about the luteal phase. Yeah, being ready. All right. Final question.
Oh, I'm so buzzing with that. Like,
Dave, what is the recommended shelf life after opening for mascara?
Oh, come on.
After you've opened a mascara, how long should you be using it for before they should go in the bin? It shouldn't go near your lovely eyes.
How long after you've opened it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, does Pippa buy mascara that much? I don't think she does. Like, I'd imagine maybe like 3 months. Maybe a month. Although maybe it would dry out. Yeah, you probably would dry out. Although you could just keep dipping it, like.
I've always said that.
We'll have to 50-50 it, lads, but
it is
a genuine 50-50.
Yeah, okay. Entering Simplify mode. What is the recommended shelf life after opening for mascara? Is it A, 3 to 6 months, or is it B, 10 to 12 months?
3 to 6 months or 10 to 12?
Yeah.
It's a complete shot in the dark. I don't know the answer.
20
Does everyone know the answer?
And like, 21 that, like,
do women know the answer to this?
I'm going to say for myself, no.
I would.
I learned something.
Okay. I'm going to say... Because Emma said she learned something. So that means that
no,
I think Emma
no,
was probably using it for a lot longer
no,
than she was meant to.
No, that's not what
to.
I said. I never said that.
So I'm going to go...
I said I learned something.
Final answer. 3 to 6 months.
Yeah!
Come on!
I'm actually happy because for once I'm not the one who helped.
I'm so buzzing!
Because I'm always in trouble if I help.
Lads,
Emma.
I have used mascara that's been in my makeup bag for about 2.5 years.
No,
I swear
same.
To God.
It's
no
so
wonder
nasty.
I got that like pink eye a few months ago. Do you remember when I was at that wedding and I had conjunctivitis?
No, that was some different activity you were getting.
I know, I swear to God.
Sorry, can we just go over to producer Callum for the scores
of
the year?
Just
go over to this producer Callum. Girls, we go live
quickly,
now over to
three
producer
to
Callum.
6 months for the mascara and then
for
get
the
ready.
Scores.
That in mind.
Okay, the scores. It is Thursday, the 4th of December, 2025. Dave has won the Girly Quiz 22 times this year. He has lost the Girly Quiz 20 times this year. There are 2 Girly Quizzes remaining
which
for the year.
Which means what,
which
producer
means
Callum?
David Hammond can only tie the year.
Yeah!
It's either a tie or a win, unless on the final Girly Quiz we do it winner takes all.
No.
I think that's
shut up.
Good.
Oh my God. Okay, message tell us. On the final one, if it is a draw, do we do winner takes all or loser loses all?
No.
Yeah, and people who've said they fancy Dave, don't get in touch with me.
Unbelievable scenes. We just played the Girly Quiz. I won it, which means I have 20 2 wins Boom. This year and 20 losses, right? There is 2 weeks left, meaning there's 2 weeks left of the show until we break for Christmas, which means we have time for me to draw, but I can't lose, which is amazing. Now,
that's
you
so
were talking about on the last time, on the last week, where we do like a winner takes all. Like,
or loser loses all.
That, yes. That kind of thing. Vibe. But that's only if we draw, surely. Only if it's 22 wins and 22 losses.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah, but if I win next week, like, I can do what I want.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even have to come in the next
week. We
want
to make it interesting.
Now, Liam was in touch.
I reckon if it's a tie, 22-22, then on Friday, last moment of the show of the year, one sudden death question to win it all or lose it
all. Man, why are you not producing our show?
That's fun.
That's a great idea. So we play the girly quiz on the Thursday as usual.
Yeah.
And then on the last Friday, play a bonus girly quiz.
If it's a draw, but I might win next week.
Oh my God. So we have to make it girly and Christmas themed.
That's
interesting. That's fun.
Now, Kaylee was in touch as well.
Dave, here's your opportunity. If it's winner takes all and you win the year with the winner takes all, it should be the very last girly quiz. But if you lose, it continues. There's your chance to get out of it next year.
Kaylee, can I just let you know, there is no chance in hell that that will happen.
Kaylee, do you not like it? Kaylee, have I hurt you?
Kaylee,
what do we do, Kaylee?
I wish you were producing the show. I wish that was the case.
She's
but
one
I just
of the ones
know
who got in to
if I win, if I win this, they will come back with vengeance next year.
100%. We're going to honours level next year.
Exactly.
Morning. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey. Hiya.
Yesterday, Fiona, you weren't here, but I had a real rant around 9 o'clock just about how much sports is on in the house at home all the time.
Oh, she was not a happy camper.
Oh my God. It's just so annoying. It's so constant.
Why do you watch it? Sorry. It's always on in my house as well. And I just go, I leave the room. Like,
well, I suppose, yeah.
Why are you being a licker?
I'm not really to be a licker. It's just more, that's a sitting room. What am I going to do? Go lie in my bed from 7 p.m.
Yeah. Hello.
I suppose
you just explain the dream evening. Sometimes Dwayne will be like, oh, will I watch this in the office or will I watch it, like, you know, will I get out? And I'm like, just watch it in there, I'm going to bed. But I've never watched one with him.
Okay.
And well, never will.
You've never watched a match?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
Unless it's like Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. Or like GAA or something.
Well, last night was a big one and I kind of was trying to take that on board, being like, I'm just going to do my own thing, I'm not committing. But it was actually a Leeds game. He supports Leeds. Fair. But he watches every match. Every match. I see every single one of them. It was a great game. They actually won in the end. It was exciting. Shouting and roaring. I wish I hit record at one time just for today's show when he was screaming the house down.
It must have been the third goal, was it?
I'd say it must have been, yeah. The kind of fluky goal where he kind of tapped it in.
It sounds like it was eventful at least.
It was. The poor dog got a few frights from all the screaming. It was a bit. I was excited. Sorry, Seamus, he's crazy. And then this morning, I'm getting up for work. Jack's working from home. So I'm getting up like 5:30, 5:25. This is that. And he's up and he meets me in the kitchen. I'm like, what are you doing up, you mad thing? You could stay in bed till 8:45. He says, oh, I'm going to put the ashes on in the bed.
What?
And I literally was like, you don't even smoke. What do you mean you put ashes in the bed? What do you mean ashes in the bed? Don't get ashes on my bed. And he was like, yeah. No, I'm going to put the ashes on in the bed. It's like, that's disgusting. No, you will not. He was like, no, the cricket, like, the ashes are playing.
Did you really not know what the ashes were?
Swear on my life, I've never heard of what the ashes are.
Right. That's
cool. It's a weird name for cricket team, is it?
It's not a cricket team.
It's a tournament. Oh. So the Ashes is a tournament against England and Australia, and they play for this urn, and it's an urn of a burn cricket ball. It's something to do with the heritage of cricket.
That's
it's
mad.
Called the Ashes. Have you never heard of the Ashes?
No,
never.
They play so for an urn.
When Jack
would
is saying...
It goes on like, for days.
Yeah, when they say that the Ashes is playing, they're playing for the Ashes. It's not a team. It's
team.
Five tests, and each test is a match. And each match is 5 days long.
See what
Callum,
I mean?
I see your eyes lighting up.
No,
for
I
this,
despise
but
cricket.
Awful.
I no, despise
the 100 is good.
2020 as well, but Test cricket. My God, it's like watching paint dry.
It no, really
do you know
is.
What? He was up the crack of dawn, like watching this, and then he texts me about 2 hours ago. I was like, "How's it going?" He was like, "They've just broke for tea. I love this so much."
Oh my God!
So no. Bloody English.
And this is 5 days worth, Fiona.
Oh, for God's
By five.
Sake!
Oh,
it could be worse. It could be on the evening.
True. Actually, that doesn't affect me.
You're grand.
And a very Merry Christmas to you. Okay. This morning on the show, we're asking, we love your voice notes on this as well. What is the most boring Christmas present you've asked for, or the least sexy, or the one that after you hear yourself ask for it, you go, oh, I'm old now. 087-711-1038. Get in touch with those.
I say that for no reason, though. I just go, oh, I'm old now. It's not because I'm asking for boring questions.
Yeah, so true. We just feel it in our bones. It does hit us all.
That's breakfast radio, baby.
baby. All right. But I was only thinking this because earlier on in the week, Emma was telling us about her robot Hoover. Mm. And I don't think my eyes have lit up with glee even on my wedding day as much. I was just like, that sounds absolutely incredible. And like, my mom's been on being like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, I think I want the robot Hoover. Mm. Like, and she would have always been such an advocate growing up for like, if ever anyone got her anything for the house or anything, like she would kick up murder.
I get that, because it is. It's kind of offensive if it goes to an lady. I'd still
is it
be like
getting
that.
A weighing scales or like...
Yeah.
No, but it's like, you know, you see in those old, it's such a kind of misogynist thing of like, I got you the new iron for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh,
I got
you right, an iron. Sorry.
I got you like...
I got you the washing machine you want.
Yeah, you said you needed it.
I hate that. Like, it's and like, I hate when you watch it in old movies and the women are actually delighted. You're like, no girl, that's something for the
no,
house.
No, it's awful. Yeah, yeah, it's like you will be doing the family housework
exactly.
with that. It's not your prezi. But I feel like in a way, and it probably is toxic, but I feel like we've kind of come full circle with that, where we want to make that work like convenient for ourselves. And I don't know if it's just like unfeminist of me or if it's really bad, but I do want the robot Hoover. Actually, do you know what? It's making me not do the work.
Yeah.
So in a way...
No, exactly. It's different to being given a Hoover. Yeah,
being given an
iron. And also, if you say to your mom, I'd love that for me and Dwayne.
Exactly.
We'll I'd love both, that for both of us.
I say we'll both use it. We'll both set it off into the abyss. Yeah.
Off
bye.
Go.
Good luck. But yeah, it just has gotten me thinking, like, yeah, have you asked for just something crap around the house? Have you asked for, like, a new, like, door number sign or, like, a new letterbox or, like, I don't know, something for your garden or, like,
a power
washer? I don't
think a robot Hoover is boring at all.
No,
I would
not.
Honestly kill.
And the other thing is, right, most people listening to the show, most of us, can I speak for, are quite lucky and have the bits that we need.
Exactly.
You know I mean? So you do kind of go, what wouldn't I buy myself? Like a few years ago, my granny.
Yeah.
She was like, I was like, what wouldn't I spend money on myself? And I was like, do you know what? I'd love a steamer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like so handy.
No, it's so true. Because these days, like, it's different from when we were in our teens. If we want something, we do go out and buy it. So like, you know, if you need a new top or you need whatever, like,
especially
you
when you're not going to be
at,
like, obviously there's loads of things we'd all love that are way out of the category of the price of a present.
Yeah.
If you're asking for a present for a reasonable amount of money,
it's like, let's be real.
I still can't stop thinking of the robot Hoover and the fact that, like, I remember when Emma first got her dog, she was like, do you want to come over and meet him? And I was like, nah. And now I'm like, I really want to go over and meet the robot Hoover.
Samantha.
Really want to go over.
Samantha.
She's arriving today.
Samantha Roomba.
She's delayed. I just literally checked her there. She's at the depot, so she'll be in the house in the next hour.
Oh my God. So if you do want a robot Hoover for Christmas, get it ordering quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what we've been asking. And we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Let us know, what have you asked for Christmas? Or maybe Christmas has gone by that you think, this makes me really boring, but you know what? I'm a practical king or queen and this is actually what I want. This is going to change my life for the better.
You know what I want? A bit of peace and quiet.
Send your voice notes over on 087-711-1038.
No,
you won't. We're with you for another few weeks. Here's Calvin Harris now. This is Ocean at Spin. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. Okay, this morning on the show, we are asking, what boring Christmas presents have you asked for? What's a real unsexy thing that you've asked for? 087-711-1038.
And maybe you're
welcome.
Absolutely buzzing to get it.
Exactly. It's the thing you're most excited for. I kind of thought about this because Emma Nolan was saying earlier in the week, she got a robot Hoover.
Mm.
And I was like, that's what I want for Christmas.
Someone named it in the show, Samantha Rumba.
Like, honestly, iconic. It's really, really exciting scenes here this week. And it's something we've all really teamed together about and we're buzzing. And I want one. And I'm like, does that make me like real shy crack? Like,
yeah,
a bit of a loser.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a really good present.
I think so too. So yeah, have you asked for any household items? Like, you know, have you asked for a new microwave? Have you asked
You know what
for-
could be considered boring,
yeah,
but just practical, is like, will you pay my month's gym membership?
Yeah.
See, I want to do this as well. What is something you should never give as a Christmas present?
Well, that's
even
true.
If they ask.
But even, for example, like, I'm not even talking about it in that way. Like, a guy I used to work with years ago always got his dad every year his Spotify membership for the year.
Savage.
That's nice.
Just paid for 12 months. You have Spotify for the whole year on me.
At least
and I'm
you
like,
know he
it's
uses
practical.
It.
It's not very sexy. There's no surprise element. There's nothing to open. What cool present.
Mm. No, it is. At you least know you mean? Know they'll use it rather than some like weird gift set from Boots.
Exactly.
No offense.
Sean was in touch.
Good morning. Just with the boring Christmas presents, we had a Secret Santa at work and you're supposed to basically add into your wish list. And the only two items in my wish list are a belt off Amazon and a Philips one blade replacement blade, which isn't even the full one.
Oh my God.
Just the replacement blade. So I feel like I'm getting older in the years now asking for that.
I don't need the full thing, just the replacement blade.
The replacement blade.
Okay, I don't want too much bits around the house. I don't want too much clutter.
Because then I'll only have to go and get a replacement for that. And
I don't need it. Other people would be absolutely thrilled to get themselves like an electric toothbrush. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Which could be considered
so
boring.
True.
But again,
it's a bit of kit.
Exactly.
It's very exciting.
Lads, mine is so boring.
Go on.
I've asked for a golf glove.
Oh no.
Just the glove.
You're
just the glove.
A sap.
I know.
And you only wear one, don't you?
Yeah, you only I'm right handed, so I only wear the left one.
I hate them. Do you know what? I hate them.
Yeah. It's like when cyclists have all the gear and they show up at the cafe and they're wearing all the stuff. And I'm like, why do you care so much about your hobby?
When they come in studs and you ride a bike.
Get that off. Like,
I've also asked for soap.
Okay.
Oh, that's your favourite soap.
Right.
I put in brackets liquid soap.
What do you mean? Like, is it like a Dove? Like,
no,
just
I want like something from Rituals or something. Just, okay, you know, the nice kind of smell and stuff, but so boring. Like,
that's nice.
Who did you ask that for?
Off my mum and dad and Sean and Sophie. Like, off my family.
I would be like, I want smellies. That means you want nice.
Yeah,
so, whereas a soap is saying to me like a bar.
But the glove is too boring.
The glove? I just don't like it. It's just not for me.
You with your one glove? Either put two on or don't.
Michael Jackson.
I know. And it's like, oh, you're making a real effort and all. Like, I just don't like that.
It helps.
Joanna's standing by there. What's your boring Christmas present? Joanne.
Well, number one is a rock.
A rock.
I was like, are you looking for an engagement?
You don't want to get the two of them. So imagine you're like, I would like a ring. I'm like, someone gets you a rock.
And a quilt as well.
Rock and a quilt.
Very good. So like a duvet or like a over.
It's like kind of an old fashioned thick, not duvet, but a quilt that goes over your duvet.
Lovely. I know the style.
Like a patchwork quilt.
Yes, exactly like that.
Very nice. What do you want to make in the wok?
I use my wok nearly every day. I do everything in it. Beef stir fries, chicken noodles, different things.
Yeah, very good. And the old wok just ain't what it used to be. Like, you need...
No, the handle is coming off and everything.
Ah, for God's sake.
That's not a Christmas present, you know? Christmas present should be a bit something you really want. Yeah, but that's just to cook for everyone.
Do you know what I asked for my granny for?
What?
She was like, what do you want? And I was like, do you know what I really want, granny? Some fresh towels.
Yeah.
No, that's
no,
so
I'd really
crap,
like them.
Guys.
That's another thing.
That's really exciting. I can't wait. Yeah.
You have that in your list as well, do you?
You're going to add it in now.
Joanna, you're unreal crack.
So
no,
the turkey
much,
in
guys.
The waffle.
Thanks,
on
Joanna.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. See you,
thanks
Joanna.
Very much. Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
A quilt.
That's it, lads. We're all boring. And
a quilt sounds
fine.
Good.
I'd love a quilt as soon as you said that.
I would love
there,
I'd like to do a Christmas where I just go kiddie again, where it's like, I want the latest Hot Wheels. I want some Scaletrics. You know what I mean?
That's what Christmas is.
Yeah, like, that's what I should be getting.
Something like that, and something that you need batteries for.
There's no room.
Where should I put it?
Where would I put my golf glove and my soap?
Here's Nathan Doyle. You're on spin.
Fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning.
All right, we're feeling very festive, and we've got loads of prizes to be giving you this morning. It's with McDonald's. The Grinch is causing big problems there at the moment. All sorts of havoc in McDonald's this Christmas. He's after launching his own exclusive Grinch meal. There's gherkin flavoured fries in there, which honestly, consider me intrigued.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I am intrigued. I don't know if I'm interested, but I'm intrigued.
Because, see, the thing is, it's gherkin flavours rather than the gooey gherkin.
Yeah.
You know, which is interesting. There's also a pair of odd socks going on in there at the moment.
Interesting. You can get them all in restaurants while stocks last or direct to your home via McDelivery.
Very nice. So the Grinch has also gotten his way into spin, and he's got €200 cash for you to win if you can tell us what are the missing words of this song that he's tried to ruin.
It's tough on this.
Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
I'm a psycho.
Kayla is standing by this morning. What are you up to?
I'm just on the way to work.
Oh, what do you do, Kayla?
I work in a leisure centre.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Is it the one in Finglas?
No.
I'm actually glad that it wasn't the one in Finglas, because I would have just doxed you there and everyone would have known where
and
you
people
work.
Would have been like, let's pull up.
Yeah.
Why pull up?
Like,
the Finglas one?
Because the Finglas one is just around the corner from my granny's house.
Ah, so somewhere that. And you would have doxed your granny as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, you just did.
I did, yeah. I did, actually. Yeah. Sorry, granny. Anyway, Kayla, you're off to work. Fair play. You want to win €200 cash with McDonald's. Basically, the Grinch has taken out a little bit of a song. The song goes like this, and you want you to take it away.
Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
I'm a psycho.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, is that correct? I don't know. I don't know the song. Let's have a listen.
It's beginning to look like
like Christmas. The violin in that is lovely, isn't it?
Gorgeous. I love
just
his voice.
The tone but of Michael Bubbles.
I like yours better.
It was beautiful.
Kayla, 200 euro cash is yours, but I'm wondering, would you like to hear from the Grinch this morning as a little bonus prize?
I would.
Okay.
Kayla, are you having a holly jolly Christmas?
I am.
Good.
Yeah, it was kind of giving Severus Snape.
Do you want me to do the same line? Because I can do the same line again and maybe it'll be better today. Do you want to do that?
Come on.
4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with myself loathing. I'm booked.
That's really good.
It was better today.
Very good.
It was better today.
Tomorrow's the last one. Will you dress up as the Grinch?
Please.
No.
But paint your face green.
And it does sound like Mr. Bean towards the end of the impression, but that's it's fine too. Kayla, congratulations. 200 euro cash is all yours.
Enjoy, Kayla. Well done.
Thank you.
Have a great
day. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Another chance for you to win with McDonald's, and the Grinch will be back on the show tomorrow morning for the final time.
Howdy, hooey, whatty.
On the show before 7:30 in the morning. Now, though, Lola Young. This is Messy. You're listening to Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. What are you thinking?
Well, this is more of a public service that I'm going to provide to you guys today. So this is the part of the show where I kind of just get to talk about whatever I want. And I found an Instagram comments section that I think everyone needs to go and look at. So it's this girl on Instagram called Kindle Martin. And she played an extra in Stranger Things.
Kindle.
And she did, yeah, well, like that. I don't know if that's her real name, but that's her Instagram.
That's like how you say Kendall in an Australian accent.
She did an Instagram post being like, secrets out. The girl is officially a Hawkins High student. In case anyone was wondering, blah, blah, blah. I'm an extra for Stranger Things. And she's done an Instagram carousel circling her in Stranger Things. But it's like, couldn't be more of an extra. Like, she's in the background. It's so blurry.
Still
like, she's
cool
just
to be a part of it, though.
But it's just gas. But she's getting absolutely rinsed in the comments. Like, people are like, girl, you carried this season.
How
the
do you
show
spell this?
Would have been so boring without you, Kindle Martin. Because, like, the comments, they are slagging her, but they're wholesome.
Totally,
like, they're like, hope we find out what happens to your character. Most important character in the show. I smell a spin-off happening.
That's brilliant.
If you want to laugh at a comment section and it's not too much at anyone's expense,
yes,
Kindle Martin.
Oh, no,
Instagram.
She's loving that.
It is actually how you spell Kindle. Like,
yeah. She's definitely, like, taking the mick out of herself by posting it in the first
exactly.
place.
I wonder,
so.
Was she, though? I don't know,
Listen,
but it's iconic.
We're back in the morning when you wake up, and on the way, Matthew's in for Michaela. He's got the Naughty Threesome lined up with Beyonce. Say Sweet Dreams in there.
Ooh.
Gorillas and Dare added to the Electric Picnic lineup, actually.
Yes.
And Leona Lewis kicks things off.
Nice
next.
One.
We'll see you back here
Bye.
In the morning.
Bye, I love you.
Have a lovely
Mwah. Day.